On October 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the brand new Collins Concert Hall at the Hamill Center, that's the UW School of Music, there will be something else new going on. It's part of the Contemporary Chamber Ensemble's Fall Notes program, and here to inform us about it is award-winning UW-Madison composer Laura Schwendinger, who is also the artistic director for this event. And so a lot of new things in the air.
Yes, it's an exciting period for us at the School of Music with the new Collins Hall and Hamill Center. And this particular concert is featuring the U.S. premiere of Pentacle, which is a virtuosic piece for violin and cello by Raymond Dean. And Raymond Dean is Ireland's foremost leading composer. He was instrumental in starting important composer groups in Ireland, and he studied with Karlheinz Stockhausen.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Yi Sung Chun, and in Berlin, and he's just an extraordinary fella. He's particularly intellectual and thoughtful, and you know, he's part of all sorts of activist movements to free peoples all around the world.
And to free music too, I'm guessing.
Yes, and free notes. I mean, his music is this very expressive, but not neo. He really worked against the idea of neo-romanticism, but the way the music works, it's very expressive, and the way it works is you can see the thoughtful processes as they come out. And in this particular piece, because it's the U.S. premiere, it's just thrilling to have it.
Well, let's go through several samples. Illustrations from this work, Pentangle, by Raymond Dean, and we're going to hear first.
I think this is movement 5, and in each one of these small excerpts, we'll hear there's an excerpt of each one of the movements. There are 5 movements in all. The piece in all is 26 minutes long, so we're not going to be able to hear the whole thing that way. Just a taste of each one of the movements. We hear this very quiet expressivity, and then these violent eruptions, which, as I said, are ridiculously virtuosic, but thrilling.
Who are the virtuosi who will be playing this work, Pentangle, by Raymond Dean?
Well, this is really a thrilling thing because we have some star students playing as well as some star faculty. But on this particular piece, we're going to be featuring Magdalena Sass, who's one of our new Collins Fellows on cello. And from everything that I've heard, she's one of the best cellists we've ever had at the school. So that should be thrilling. And then the violinist is a man named Richard Silvers, who won the concerto competition last year. And he's an extraordinary violinist.
Well, what else? What's next in this parade of illustrations from this work by Raymond Dean, this celebrated contemporary Irish composer?
Well, I think we'll be listening to an excerpt from the 4th movement, And I brought a little bit of soupçon from each from each one of the movements. And in this movement, it's still virtuosic, but maybe a little reflective in the processes that we hear. And maybe this is a moment I can tell you that the pentacle of the piece is based on the five sided star, right? Pointed star. And that is a figure that kind of controls the shape of the piece. And so it's about that star. Each one of the movements is reflecting one of the points.
Okay, so on to our next point. Quite a potpourri just in that one point of the star there, in that pentangle by our Irish composer, contemporary composer featured in this upcoming concert of the Contemporary Chamber Ensemble. And Laura Schwendinger, the artistic director, is giving us some guidance through this brand new work, at least brand new to Americans. And so of the five, what's the next point?
The next point is the third movement. So we're sort of going backwards here. This one's maybe a little more reflective. I mean, the first one, the first excerpt we heard was very virtuosic and wild. The second one had a lot of pizzicato effects, and this one's a little bit more reflective.
And we should emphasize that, of course, as it is with a lot of music, you have to be there to get the full effect. There's a lot of kind of acoustic things going on in this piece, Pentangle.
I think so, definitely. And the world of colors that he gets in each one of these movements is so extraordinarily different. Just that soft cello and violin in the double stops is quite, I'm sure, in the room, you know, quite beautiful and a little eerie. I mean, I can interject right now that his big success just in the last couple of weeks was the premiere of an opera he did with the Crash Ensemble, which is Ireland's leading new music ensemble. I mean, they're sort of the bang on the can of
the all-stars, yeah. yes.
Exactly. They're the all-stars. And they just premiered a new opera of his called Vagabones that was based on Emma Donoghue's 1997 play Trespasses. And it's about a witchcraft trial in Youghal, Ireland. And they actually did the premiere at the church in the town center where, these people were sentenced to death as witches. So, when I hear that movement, I think about the eeriness of it. I mean, I'm not sure that's what Raymond was thinking about, but I can imagine those kinds of sounds in this opera. And I haven't had a chance to hear it yet because, well, it hasn't been done here, but, maybe I can help to make that happen for him because he's such an important composer in Ireland.
Well, pentangle is one of those words that we sometimes associate with witchcraft. And speaking of stars, five-pointed stars, now to our second point as we work our way backward.
Exactly. We're now in the first movement, in the first excerpt. And it introduces the piece kind of slowly. You get comment, and then you get space. And then you get comment, then you get space. So he's kind of introducing us, I think, into this process.
A recording made in Ireland.
Yes, it was. It was actually composed in 2000. It's dedicated to Gillian Williams and Arun Rao, and it was commissioned there by the Irish Council for the Arts. So they're very instrumental, I think, in supporting music in Ireland, and I think he's gotten his fair share of grants from them.
Well, that's a good sign.
As one of the fellows, I met Raymond at the Tyrone Guthrie Center in Ireland, where it's kind of the McDowell or Yaddo colony of Ireland, and every famous person you can imagine is working there that's Irish. And I was told by one of the writers there that Raymond's music is the only music that has stayed on the curriculum at the Royal Academy of Music the entire time she's been a guest artist there. And so that tells you how important he is to Ireland.
Where to next?
Well, there are a couple of pieces of mine.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to hear an excerpt of a piece called Wet Ink, and a piece called Treetop Studio. And Wet Ink was written for the Bennington Music Conference, which is, I think, going on its 70th year. It's been in existence forever. It's a fabulous conference, and every major composer you can think of has been on faculty there. And I taught there about 4 years ago, and I was commissioned to write this piece. And then the other piece, Treetop Studio, is a piece that's a memorial to my teacher, Andrew Imbrie, who died about a decade ago. And it's about his lovely studio atop the hills of Berkeley, looking out at the Berkeley Hills. And each of these pieces feature clarinet. So one half the concert is about featuring Raymond's music, and the other half is a combination of these two short pieces by me and a work by Melinda Wagner, who's a Pulitzer Prize winner. And this piece, Wing in a Prayer, has not been performed that much. So I think we're getting the Midwest premiere of this piece, which is lovely. And my two pieces feature Alicia Lee, who's our new clarinet faculty. And so that's part of the reason I programmed them. I wanted to feature her because she's an extraordinary virtuoso.
So Wet Ink and Treetop Studio.
Treetop Studio. Thank you.
Treetop Studio, and before that, Wet Ink, just a sample of two works by my guest today, Laura Schwendinger. She's an award-winning UW-Madison composer and also the artistic director of the upcoming Contemporary Chamber Ensemble program, Fall Notes, which will be performed in the new Collins Concert Hall at the new Hamel Music Center. That's going to be 7:30 p.m. October 10th. You can partake of those pieces and also the entire pentangle, all five points of the star of that work by the stellar Irish composer Raymond Dean. And faculty performers featured for this event include Christopher Taylor and Sally Chisholm, and there are others as well. Quite the musical potpourri. And thanks for sharing some of it with us, Laura.
Thank you so much, Norman, for having me.